The Gallows for Gallo by Knowledge the Wordsmith. Gallo was Fort Detrick's top immune system destroying specialist. The NCI was the WHO's chief virus distributor, and Gallo was their top retrovirologist. Was Gallo injecting RNA into cells to create cancers? We need answers. As a teen, Robert Gallo performed numerous autopsies. He analyzed white blood cell control mechanisms as early as the 1960s. Gallo's lab at the NCI put AIDS-like viruses together by the mid-1970s. As a teen, he slew scores of mice and studied diligently. He graduated from Jefferson Medical College in 1963. Then went on to a 2-year postdoctoral residency program at Chicago University. At the NCI in 1972, he became the chief of lab tumor cell biology. In 1976, he claimed he discovered a new virus and announced it to the world. Who was he trying to kid? It turned out that an animal virus had contaminated his cell line and there was no new virus. His reputation plummeted. About as fantastical as the Land of Oz, Gallo having the cell lines to culture the AIDS virus and the antibodies to detect it before anyone in the world knew what it was. Gallo credited with having identified HTLV, but here's an interesting oddity. He discovers a retrovirus said to cause leukemia and links it to a Japanese outbreak. So he discovers it, then searches worldwide for a disease it might cause? Tell me that doesn't come off as fake. A very unusual approach to medical science, like playing pin the donkey on the tail, looks to me like an epic fail. Dr. Don Francis, one of the chief virologists at the CDC, said combine feline leukemia and hepatitis and you have the immune deficiency. The NCI took over Fort Detrick in 1970 to develop defenses against retrovirus attacks and epidemics associated with immune deficiency. So did they not respond to the AIDS crisis a decade later because the disease was striking Africans and homosexuals principally? Gallo's HTLV and Montagnier's LAV were identical to a degree that could not be anticipated with two independent isolates from the same family. Like finding two identical snowflakes, that could never be the case. One of the two was going to lose face. Gallo may have discovered the virus a decade earlier than Luc Montagnier. With the AIDS virus, Gallo probably didn't come legit. Think about how he tried to prevent others from discovering it. An early publication lacked the certainty of a definitive discovery, but the French had enough evidence to assert that they had found the cause of AIDS by the summer of 1983. Who created the AIDS virus? Gallo or Luc Montagnier? Did Gallo create it as part of a biowarfare research years earlier? It was Gallo that came with the BS fabrication that the AIDS virus arose from an African monkey virus that jumped species and then was carried by Portuguese seamen to Japan. This was pure speculation. Viruses don't travel from one body part to the other, let alone another species, so what was coming out of Gallo's mouth was pure feces. But virus tinkering with Robert Ting, now that's a whole nother thing. Gallo reported modifying monkey viruses by infusing them with cat leukemia RNA to make them cause cancers as seen in people with AIDS. I have no words to say. Gallo and other co-workers published studies identifying the mechanisms responsible for reduced amino acid and protein synthesis to bring about immune system failure. T lymphocytes were required for this. He knew exactly what to do to make this occur. A base pair switch mutation in genes to produce small DNA changes would create extreme immune system failure. The mindset of an evil genius was on display. He knew that the pooling of nucleic acids, purine bases, or the addition of specific chemical reagents would bring about immune system decay. A Gallo team evaluated the human cancer-causing effects of the single-stranded 70S RNA reverse transcriptase enzyme, a genetic catalyst identical to the one found in HIV. To deliver carcinogens to normal human lymphocytes, they used mace and Pfizer monkey viruses and cat leukemia viruses, FELV. From various animal virus components, Gallo and his coworkers had synthesized HIV. Gallo and his group of researchers created numerous AIDS-like viruses for more than a decade before Luc Montagnier announced the discovery of LAV. Litton Systems Incorporated was among the most frequently contracted companies involved in biowarfare research and development between 1960 and 1970. Additional biowarfare contractors with whom Dr. Gallo and his coworkers associated around this time included the universities of Chicago, Texas, and Virginia, Yale, New York, and California. Information you need to know about the goings-on of Dr. Robert Gallo. He figured out that by blocking the activity of L asparaginase synthetase, it can be made resistant to chemotherapies and stimulated to grow. He gave detailed instruction on mechanisms for inhibiting white blood cell production. He inhibited DNA in human leukocytes by the addition of various reagents that caused immune system dysfunction and DNA degradation. This was discovered by Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz, a Harvard graduate, independent investigator, and internationally known authority in public health investigation. Robert Strecker was trying to do what was right. His aim was to bring the truth to light. He sent reports of his findings to every health and intelligence agency. The CIA told him he was a communist and warned them not to take anything he said seriously. Trying to fob AIDS off as a green monkey disease, scientists were working with exact progenitors of these viruses in their laboratories. Transmission through biting, he said, is close to impossible. Don't believe the CDC, it's just not feasible. Robert Strecker was constantly on top of this like a dog with a bone. He accused Wistar Institute of spreading AIDS to Africa and the polio vaccines of the early 60s, and this was published in Rolling Stone. Wistar said they found no incriminating evidence for the allegation, but they are one of the world's leaders in retrovirus and cancer causation. A lot of people don't know that Montagnier worked with Gallo. No word of a lie, it was at the NCI. This one is for the books. Gallo tried to take all the money and Montagnier was in a bind because he'd have to say they were always working together and were both crooks. They were up to all kinds of capers. In 1976, they had bovine vicinovirus growing in brain tissue, and Strecker had the papers. A Canadian as AIDS patient zero was a lame theory. A Canadian as AIDS patient zero was a lame theory. First off, this guy lived in Canada and flew in Canadian cities primarily. He would have had to have sex in American cities only because the disease broke out in America where he had sex allegedly. Check the time frame, Manhattan in 1978 and then San Francisco in 1980. What the heck? Not Montreal, Toronto, or Quebec. It broke out in the U.S. selectively, select cities in a select time frame, which corresponded exactly to the hepatitis B study. This will be the subject of many debates. seems that for half a century, KGB biological warfare experts have been trying to exterminate the United States. In the U.S., they said, let's make a T-cell destroyer in 1972. That's out of the bulletin of the WHO. They're running game. Bovine vicinovirus and AIDS look exactly the same. A cash grab. Strong evidence it was put together entirely in a lab. Point of origin of the AIDS epidemic, Fort Detrick.